Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Arguably, the most important week for America's economy will depend on how our debt ceiling negotiations go. President Biden over the weekend.
The MAGA Republicans in the House, who know the damage that it would do to the economy, and because I am president and the president's responsible for everything, Biden would take the blame, and that's the one way to make sure Biden's not reelected.
In a perfect world, if negotiations were settled this week, it may be too late to beat the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's deadline. Republican Representative James Comer on Fox News this morning.
The Republicans in the House passed a bill in a timely manner, and the Senate Democrats and the president did nothing. They waited and waited and waited, and now we're past the deadline that we really needed to have presented a bill in a timely manner.
The man accused of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death is due in court today.
A grand jury indicted Brian Koberger in the brutal murders of Maddie Mogan, Kaylee Gonsalves, Zanna Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin at their college house last November. According to court documents, the 28-year-old Washington State University graduate student's DNA was found on a knife sheath at the crime scene. Koberger remains jailed while maintaining his innocence, and he will be arraigned in court today. I'm Skip Kelly.
China's government told operators of critical information infrastructure to stop buying Micron technology products yesterday and claimed the U.S. chipmaker threatened China's national security. The statement did not detail any specific risks. A U.S. Commerce Department spokesperson said it firmly opposes the restrictions on Micron. You might remember back in December, the Biden administration added the memory chipmaker YMTC and other Chinese firms to a trade blacklist. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. This is USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A SpaceX rocket successfully launched from Florida's Kennedy Space Center.
This time, the rocket had a live crew on board.
2, 1, engines full power, and liftoff, Falcon 9.
4 passengers, including 3 paying passengers on a Falcon 9 rocket, are headed to the International Space Station. The AX2 mission will make history as a stem cell researcher becomes the first woman from Saudi Arabia to travel to space. It also marks just the second all-private mission to the orbiting outpost. I'm Dave Collins.
Smoke from Canada's wildfires has floated south across the border and prompted air quality alerts across multiple U.S. states over the weekend. States including Colorado, Utah, Montana, and Idaho issued air quality alerts and advisory due to roughly 83 wildfires that are burning as of last night. Musicians and entrepreneurs Jay-Z and Beyoncé are in the record books, but not where you might think.
It's not a chart topper or a video's page views. The musical power couple is buying a home for $200 million in Malibu, California. It's the most expensive home sale in the state's history, and it's the number two all-time priciest home in the U.S. The pair actually got the mansion at a bargain, nearly $100 million under the original listed price, according to TMZ. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us. Yeah, I'm a little froggy in the throat still here just a little bit, so thanks for putting up with me. We've got Bill Federer, the American Minute creator, award-winning author, joining us now. Hey, Bill, how you doing, buddy?
Well, it's great to be with you, Bill.
Well, always good to have you here with us. I thought we'd get a little jump a week before Memorial Day. I know everything that you do with the American Minute is timely according to the calendar. But I thought that this year I wanted to do something a little bit different. As you know, you and I have discussed this many times. Memorial Day is such a hallowed day that it's hard for me to say Happy Memorial Day. I know that's the traditional greeting for holidays, but there's just something so awesome and holy about this day. What do you say?
Right. So Veterans Day is to honor those that are alive that have served, but Memorial Day is to honor those who have died, who have given their life to give us the freedoms that we have. And the Memorial Day practices, as we know them, started after the Civil War. There were the Southern women that began to scatter spring flowers on the graves of both Northern and Southern soldiers. And many places claim to be the original location of Memorial Day. Warrenton, Virginia, Columbus, Georgia, Savannah, Georgia, Gettysburg, Bowlesburg, Pennsylvania, Waterloo, New York. One interesting place is Charleston, South Carolina, where a mass grave was uncovered of 257 Union soldiers who died in a prison camp. So on May 1st of 1865, you had former slaves organize a parade led by 2,800 singing black children in which they prayed, read Bible verses, sang spiritual songs, and reburied the soldiers with honor as an act of gratefulness for their ultimate sacrifice, which gave them their freedom. Mm. And then you had Union generals starting called Freeman's Institutes. These were the historical black colleges, were all started by Republican Union generals after the war, but they also started Decoration Day. So it was 1868, General John A. Logan, head of the Veterans Grand Army of the Republic, began a Decoration Day on May 30th, and then President James Garfield, the only executive order he gave, because he was assassinated, but it was in 1881, and he gave government workers off on May 30th so they could decorate the graves of those who had died in the Civil War. 1921, President Warren G. Harding had the remains of a soldier killed in France during World War I buried in the tomb of the unknown soldier. And they went through quite an elaborate ceremony of having large numbers of bodies that they could not identify. And then they had another soldier, a private, go in, and he picked one of the caskets, and, you know, it was completely anonymous. Inscribed on the tomb of the unknown soldier is, "Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God."
Mm. Wow.
And so since 1921, it's been the tradition of U.S. presidents to lay a wreath on the tomb of the unknown soldier, which is guarded 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I actually had a friend who was a guard of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and they had their term on duty, and they would take 21 steps. 21 right. was considered the highest salute, like a 21-gun salute, and then they would face the tomb for 21 seconds, then turn and pause 21 seconds, and then retrace the steps. And they would do this continually through their, I think it may be like a 6 hour went
shift,
time, and then they were relieved, and the changing of the guard, which is a ceremony that's worth watching if you've ever been in the Arlington Cemetery. And but they guard it in snow, in rain, in frost, you know, hurricanes, whatever. But again, this is to show the highest honor to those who have given their lives. And when the soldiers that are in the military, this is important for them because they know that they could die, but the thought of I will be honored, my family will be honored, that is the least that we can do for them. They get paid relatively little for their service. Mm-hmm. It's a commitment they make to our country. And,
when you think about that, Bill, I mean, to give an oath of office that never, or, you know, and I say of office in a sense that is an oath of office, you know, when you enter the military, and as all of us who have served in the military will say without exception, is that vow, there's no expiration on that date. It continues, you know, till the day you die, you know, that oath remains. And again, as you mentioned, and you go through the history of how many have paid the ultimate, probably over 1 million people. In the Civil War alone, you had 600,000 plus who died for the sake of the Constitution and to free the slaves. You know, and it's amazing today, the debate that we have regarding reparations and all this other stuff, you know, about slavery. And I think that the rhetoric is a bit dangerous and irresponsible, because it sets up a mindset and an expectation that, you know, without really having a true discussion about this. And I'm concerned, you know, for the sake of this constitutional republic, that we're being a bit irresponsible with this conversation about reparations.
Yeah. And, you know, in honoring the veterans, it made the news several years ago when President Obama was cutting military benefits for wounded veterans, and he made some comment like, well, they knew what they were signing up for. And the country was like, these are people that have given their limbs.
Yes, exactly.
Permanently wounded. We should be going overboard when we're taking care of these illegal immigrants. We're sending money by the billions overseas to, you know, foreign countries, and we should be taking care of them. And so, but Veterans Day is when we honor those that have given their ultimate sacrifice. 1923, President Calvin Coolidge said, "There can be no peace with the forces of evil. Peace comes only through the establishment of the supremacy of the forces of good. The way lies through sacrifice. Greater love has no man than this, than he laid down his life for his friends." And so up until Lyndon Johnson, the Democrat president during the Vietnam War, and after that, you had this concept where you defeat your enemies. But then they came up with this detente, and we're not going to defeat him. We're just going to coexist. And that sort of put us in the position we're in today.
How's that working out for you, especially when you think about, you know, Vietnam, for example? And I was a Vietnam-era vet, as two of my brothers were. as well. One of them served in country. The other, you know, was a career Air Force. But, you know, look at, our family has been blessed to serve this nation in that capacity, including our father, who served in World War II and was with Patton at the Battle of the Bulge. But, you know, we were taught and raised to, you know, believe in this country and put it all in the line. And so we're grateful for Memorial Day. Bill Fetter, we got more from you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
It's about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. We got Bill Fetter, the American Minute creator and award-winning author. And we are talking about the significance of Memorial Day. You know, Bill, I've said that on significant days like this, especially a hallowed day like this, and you remember the history, as you said, you know, even the government having a day off, you know, the purpose why they got the day off was, you know, for them to go decorate the graves, you know. Of course, how much we lose in translation over the years is sad. But I would say one of the traditions that we've been trying to reestablish in this country is that on days like this, you know, because it's a time for, you know, families getting together, having some time off and that sort of thing. But my encouragement to everybody while you're, you know, picnicking and thinking about the freedoms of this country and maybe listening to, some patriotic music and that, is that you would take a moment to read the Constitution. Read the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. We've done this several times where we just, you know, we pass it around and everybody, you know, reads a paragraph or two. And it is so encouraging because, you know, we have got to reconnect, with the Constitution and our freedoms because, we're in a phase in this country right now where our very liberties are at risk here, are they not?
Definitely, and we need to let the next generation know. I was reading something where the kids didn't even know when the Civil War was. And they said, wasn't that like 1960s? They're confusing civil rights with the Civil War. And, you know, my grandfather fought in World War One, the 338th Machine Gun Battalion over in France. Some of the other famous people that fought in World War One was Harry S. Truman, Eddie Rickenbacker, Quentin Roosevelt, the son of Teddy Roosevelt. He was shot down. You had Irving Berlin, Ernest Hemingway, J.R.R. Tolkien, C.S. Lewis all fought in World War One. But my grandfather did as well. He came back, had three children. One was a son, and he served in World War Two. His name was Billy Epperson, and he was from Neosho, Missouri, 23 years old. He was stationed in Kimbolton, England, and then when they did Operation Overlord, which began on D-Day, he was shot down about a month after that, and they never found his body, and my sister did all the research and found out the tail gunner's body was washed up, and the whole plane was shot down on July 9th, 1944, but his name is chiseled in stone there on the beaches memorial over there where the Normandy coast is. You had 1958, Eisenhower placed a body in the tomb from World War II and the Korean War in the tomb of the unknown soldier. And then Ronald Reagan placed a body in the tomb from the Vietnam War. And it was in 1984. And a family suspected that the body may be their son. And so after years of lobbying, they got the tomb opened up. They did a DNA test, and sure enough, his name was Michael Blatt.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And
wow.
He was a pilot of A-37B Dragonfly shot down near An Hoc in South Vietnam. And he graduated from the U.S. Air Force Academy in 1970. But to dig a little deeper, he went to my high school. St. Louis University High School. He graduated 10 years before me in 1966. I graduated in 76. So they moved his body to Jefferson Memorial Cemetery in St. Louis. But now with the ability to check DNA, they are not going to put any more bodies in the tomb of the unknown soldier. But you had a National Moment of Remembrance Act that was passed that says Congress finds that it is essential to remember and renew the legacy of Memorial Day to pay tribute to the individuals who have made the ultimate sacrifice in the service of the United States. Great strides must be made to demonstrate appreciation for those loyal people whose values represent their sacrifices are critical to the future of the United States. Encourage citizens to dedicate themselves to the principles for which the heroes of the United States died, a symbolic act of unity to honor the men and women of the United States who died in pursuit of freedom and peace, a day of prayer for permanent peace. So
Wow. What a great a great reminder here. And this is why our history is so significant and why we need to remember it. And speaking of Truman, of course, and I want to transition. We got about 5 minutes left here, Bill Fetter, transition into Israel's 75th anniversary. Harry S. Truman, no doubt, God's chosen man. you know, to make the announcement and lead the way of Israel being born again, if I can say that.
Yeah, it's a fascinating history. So Harry S. Truman served in World War One, and one of his friends that served was Jewish, and they worked together after the war to open a haberdashery in Kansas City, Missouri, and that's a men's clothing store. And then, of course, when Harry S. Truman gets elected president, you had the prime minister, Menachem Begin, Chaim Weizmann, rather, came to America, and Truman was busy and busy, but he gets a call from his friend saying, can you take a little time just to meet with him? And, of course, he does, and falls in love with the support for Israel, and then really turns completely. I was reading one book, and it said how the American, because of Arab oil, it was the President Franklin Roosevelt. He met with King Aziz of Ibn Saud, right, the Saudi Arabian king, in 1939, and then after the Yalta Conference. And he writes him a letter, and he meets on the USS Quincy and coming back from the Yalta Conference, and promises the king of Saudi Arabia that the United States will not recognize Israel. Well, FDR had been ill, and he dies a week after writing that letter. And then Harry S. Truman becomes the president, and he immediately has the United States recognize Israel.
Exactly. So, wow. I mean, you talk about, you know, a number of – what did this happen? Within, like, 60 days, Bill? I mean, you got the death of FDR. He writes this letter, and Truman takes over. He meets with the prime minister. And, I mean, within weeks, he makes this declaration, right?
Yeah, and there was a U.S. ambassador giving some speech over in Europe, and he was about to get up and say that the United States will not recognize Israel. He gets a phone call, and they pull him away from the podium. They take the phone call, comes back to the podium, and says, let me correct myself, we will support Israel. I mean, it was like it took everyone by surprise there. But
we know that only God can create a nation in a day, right? But man, it takes them a couple of months to get aligned with God's intent for Israel, and that happened. And I think it was quite interesting. I spoke with Brigadier General Amir Aviv. And his story right now of modern Israel is similar to the United States, Bill, and that is that he was stressing that they needed to reconnect with their constitution. I said, well, that's interesting. Here we've got two nations with the hand of God upon them, Israel and the United States, and we're both struggling with, an understanding of our constitution.
And his trivia.
Yeah, go ahead. Less than a minute left. Go ahead.
So Truman had Ralph Bunche, who is an African-American who receives the Nobel Peace Prize. He is the one in 1947 to arrange the treaty to have Israel be birthed into a nation, a black ambassador. And he was meeting, and he says, a wise Negro can never be an anti-Semite. And then somebody said, well, do you hate the Jews? And he said, no, he says, I am also a member of a persecuted minority. And so the Democrat Party was always 100% behind Israel. And it's only been fairly recently that the Democrat Party has turned
not right there. Bill Federer, thank you, buddy.
The Institute for Business Value Report, 7 Bets, takes a look at the major trends shaping business and the bets leaders should make to benefit from them. One such trend is the acceleration of tech-led disruptions driven by generative AI. Salima Lin, senior partner, IBM Consulting.
We've hit a massive inflection point with technology. Generative AI has captured the world's imagination and democratized AI in every aspect of society and business, from supply chains and IT operations to customer service and HR. Business leaders need to capitalize on these trends and make bold, informed bets, like shifting their mindset from AI being an add-on to embedding it at the strategic core of their business.
To learn more about the seven bets businesses should make, visit IBM.com/IBV. Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. Arguably, the most important week for America's economy will depend on how our debt ceiling negotiations go. President Biden over the weekend.
MAGA Republicans in the House, who know the damage that it would do to the economy, and because I am president and the president's responsible for everything, Biden would take the blame, and that's the one way to make sure Biden's not reelected.
In a perfect world, if negotiations were settled this week, it may be too late to beat the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's deadline. Republican Representative James Comer on Fox News this morning.
The Republicans in the House passed a bill in a timely manner, and the Senate Democrats and the president did nothing. They waited and waited and waited, and now we're past the deadline that we really needed to have presented a bill in a timely manner.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. We got Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center joining us now. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
Doing great. Good to talk to you again.
Well, lots of things to get you up on, but one thing that really stood out this morning for me was that defensive gun uses by people legally carrying guns. You note that there were 33 cases in January of this year alone.
Right. Well, those are news coverages. I mean, God only knows how many cases there actually were. Those were key cases where people were legally carrying a gun in public, where there were news stories about it. So, I mean, you know, there is some coverage of this, but there are a couple of things to remember when you're doing this, and that is, one, only about 22% of violent crimes are even reported to police, let alone, you know, they're not going to get covered by the media, and only a tiny portion of those are covered by the media. And people don't always report to the police when they've been threatened, and don't mention when they used a gun all the time. There's no kind of systematic reporting on the part of the police for that type of information. So, you know, this at least gives you kind of a rough, very rough glimpse about cases where people have used guns in public where have gotten some news coverage on it.
Well, John, as you said, you know, it's difficult to get, you know, correct numbers. You know, previously when you and I talked, the FBI was juicing numbers and juicing them in a negative way so that it gives people the wrong impression. I mean, you know, for us, we pursue the truth no matter where it leads and wherever we can find it. And this is why we're so grateful for you to come on, because you have the facts, Jack. And, you know, some of these institutions, because they're pursuing a narrative and some designated conclusion that they want, which is they want to get the guns out of the hands of American people. Forget about the Second Amendment of our Constitution. Right. So they're on a prescribed agenda. They're really not about, safety. They're not about everything that the Second Amendment stands for, are they?
Well, I mean, there's lots of politics involved, unfortunately, in the FBI these days. I mean, anybody who reads the Durham report that just came out knows that there are some real issues there. And I was working in the Department of Justice up until January 2021. And, one of the tasks that I had was to go and look at these active shooting reports that the FBI was putting out. And the thing is, for those reports, they rely on newspaper and news reports on these so-called active shooting cases. Police departments don't collect that data. They spent literally millions of dollars putting those different reports that they put out each year together. And yet, when you point out that they missed news stories, and the ones that they systematically missed were news stories where people were using guns defensively to stop an active shooting case, they never correct them. We've just been going through the data that they put out for 2022. We haven't quite released it yet, but I'll tell you and your audience. If you look at, they claim only about 4% of the active shooting cases from 2014 to 2022 were stopped by civilians legally carrying guns. If you remove cases where you have gun-free zones, so law-abiding people weren't able to legally carry guns in those places, we find it's a little bit over 60%.
Wow.
Of the cases.
That's huge, John. That's huge.
And I agree. Wow. And when I was at the Department of Justice, I tried pointing out to them cases where they had missed and it turns out the cases they missed are just overwhelmingly those cases where civilians use guns to stop the attack. Those are what they miss. Mm-hmm. And, they have a few of them. But unfortunately, the news media out there puts a lot of weight on what the FBI put out, just as they put a lot of weight out on the Russian collusion stuff that the FBI would leak to them. And, it's really creates misimpressions on people's parts about things like, in this case, defensive gun use, or in that case, the so-called Russian collusion claims.
Mm. John, this is such a headline. I mean, this is huge that you have that kind of differential. And you see, anecdotally and experientially, the people on the street, they understand this because they've experienced it. But now what you are confirming to them is that, their lying eyes aren't lying to them, that their experiences are true. It's legit that a person with a gun really puts the odds in the favor of good people all the time. And when you have something like this, you go from 4% to 60%, that is a huge differential. And, but again, this is, as you say, the Durham report cited quite clearly that our government institutions are failing us. And as he said, and this is my big thing, John, is that, when they were talking about, okay, well, you did this 314-page report and everything like that, what reforms are needed? And he stated, he says, he says there's no new rules that are that will matter until basically the soul of the FBI is renewed and recharged, and it could be that this bad decision making and these rules that they've adhered to have become so ideologically fixed that they've rendered themselves useless in terms of what their mission should be, because what Durham concluded was, he says, until the FBI starts caring about fidelity, bravery, and integrity, forget about new rules. I mean, that's huge. John, you're talking, after 4 years and all the studying that John Durham put into this, his big takeaway is that the FBI, you know, to say they're corrupt, that's one thing. But, I mean, to say that they're amoral, that there is such a moral disconnect, you know, from the institution, this is severe.
Right. Well, look, the FBI's response was, look, we already immediately put in the fixes after the 2016 election, so you don't need to worry anymore. The FBI interfered with the 2020 election.
Exactly.
So, you know, we've had two presidential elections in a row that the FBI has been seriously involved in influencing, as well as kind of going after a president during the years between those two elections. You know, if you could switch 40,000 votes in three states, then Trump would have won re-election in 2020. So, I mean, who knows whether the amount of interference that they had with kind of the trying to deep six the news coverage of the Biden laptop that was there. You know, you look at polls, and what is it, like 1/6 of Democrat votes for Biden would have switched if
they were aware.
The publicity, yeah. If they were aware of it, right?
Right.
I mean, that would have easily swung the election that was there. So, you know,
right.
Who knows about polls? But at the same time, 40,000 votes switched in three states isn't a huge number.
No. No, exactly. Well, and the thing is, go back to 2016, 2015, and how they mishandled the investigation into Hillary Clinton. And, of course, anecdotally, Durham notes that the FBI was concerned that they didn't want to really be aggressive in going after her, because who knows, you know, she might become president. If she becomes president, you're going to have hell to pay. Basically, I thought, well, that's interesting, you know, that they would abandon the rule of law in order to protect somebody. But, you know, she was on their side, right? We got to go to a quick break. More from John after this.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Dr. John Lott continues with us, the author of Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. Another case in point, I mean, at every turn, you know, Dr. Lott pulls up more facts to realize just how we're being spoon-fed a narrative from the powers to be. And to what end? And the end seems to be quite clear, is you have, this narrative and these ideologues that want to take guns out of your hands. And whether it's in school zones or anyplace else, you know, these gun-free zones, I mean, time and again, we're realizing, especially from all these manifestos, that the people are quite clear, John, that the reason they pick these certain, you know, schools or venues is because they know that there's not going to be anybody there with a gun, right?
Well, I mean, you just look at the Nashville school shooter. The Biden administration has gotten hold of the manifesto and refused to release it, which is incredibly unusual. But the Nashville police chief had gotten a look at it before it was turned over to the Biden administration. And he made the statement that this mass murder actually had another place that they had targeted, and had only moved on to the school after they had determined that there was armed security at the other school, at the other place. It wasn't a school,
right.
That they were concerned about. And so, you know, that's just one example. And there's anybody who reads the diaries or manifestos for these mass murders know that they case the places before they attack, that they spend, you know, at least 6 months or more planning these attacks, and that their goal is to get media coverage. They know the more people they kill, the more media coverage that they're going to be able to go and get. And they consciously go to places just like the school shooter in Nashville, places where they don't have to worry about victims, you know, having permanent concealed handguns or being armed, you know, it would interfere with their ability to go and kill as many people as they can.
Exactly. John, any idea why the Biden administration is withholding the manifesto? I mean, all the other manifestos have been released. This one here, I mean, it really brings, you know, some would say unnecessary and additional attention, because, you know, the old saying that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. So now everybody becomes a conspirators. A conspirator or a conspiratist, you know, they're part of the conspiratist gang. when they're trying to make up a reason, and they had come up with their own narrative why this manifesto is being withheld.
Right. Well, I mean, some people may come up with their own theory about it. I think they keep the news media from talking about it. But look, the bottom line is it's important that that be released simply because it's important that we know what was in the mind of this murderer, why they picked the target that they did, what we can learn from that in order to try to stop these types of attacks in the future. And, you know, whether, you know, why the Biden administration is refusing to release it, you know, your guess is as good as mine. Is it because it was a trans person and that they worry that this will look, you know, reflect badly on trans people? I have no idea what their motivation is.
But the thing is, though, John, we as a people out there, the public, we have a right to know for protection's sake. You know, what's the reason? What what should we be aware of going forward, right? And that's being kept from us, which leaves us vulnerable in a sense.
Right. Well, no, I mean, that's the whole point. So, like the Nashville police chief, when he spoke out about the fact that that this murderer had picked another target and had passed over it to go after the school because of concerns about security. That's a useful thing for us to know. Of course, what I will say is that the national media ignored the statement by the police chief, and they ignore things like the Buffalo mass murderer, the portion of his manifesto where he made, similar types of statements that he wanted to go to a place where he knew his victims didn't have permanent concealed handguns and on and on. So even if it's there, the national media will ignore that part of at least that part of the manifesto that the Nashville killer left. But that still doesn't mean there's not going to be places like you and others that will still allow us to get that information out to at least the Americans who listen to things like your radio show.
Exactly, for the safety of our listeners, definitely. Because look what's happening, explain to our audience. I mean, Brazil, you know, what's going on, you know, in Brazil, John, that you write about, with this firearm ban that they're experiencing?
Yeah. Well, they've had some really major changes both ways over the last 4 or 5 years in Brazil with regard to their gun control laws. When Bolsonaro became president in January 2019, he started issuing executive orders to make it easier for people to carry guns concealed, made it easier for them to obtain guns through licensing, and be able to own more guns. And you saw over a 600% increase in the number of people who are legally licensed to own guns during the Bolsonaro presidency. And then Bolsonaro lost in a very close election to the socialist Lula, who took over on January 1st of this year. And the very first executive order that Lula put out there banned the sale of new guns. Banned the sale of ammunition, banned people being able to carry guns concealed, and started to put in the process to go and change the licensing rules to take away a lot of the licenses that were given out, in fact, maybe all of the licenses that were given out during the Bolsonaro administration. And so, you know, one of the things that was interesting to me is that when Bolsonaro started putting, so you had this over 600% increase over 4 years, and then essentially a ban that's going into effect now on people having guns. You know, it's hard to find a more dramatic set of swings in gun ownership. When Bolsonaro was president, you had the national media and huge number of left-wing academics predicting disaster, that their homicide rate was going to soar. In fact, Brazil's murder those same media kind of ignoring that largely, but saying, okay, with these bans that Lula has put in place, there'll be a dramatic drop. And so I went to 12 of these academics, left-wing gun control academics, who praise gun control constantly. I said, look, I'll make you a bet. If the murder rate goes down over the next couple of years, I will pay you $1,000. And if it goes up, then you'll pay me $1,000. And these were people like Dan Webster at the Bloomberg School of Public Health at Johns Hopkins, who just very recently told the Washington Post that each 1% increase in gun ownership is associated with a 0.6% increase in murder. And, you know, it's ridiculous. If he was right, then this 600% increase in gun ownership should have seen a 360% increase in murders during the Bolsonaro years. Instead, it fell by 34%. And so I figure, you know, he's all excited and happy about this gun ban in Brazil. And I offered him the bet and offered it to 11 others who had believed similar things. And none of them, none of these guys who go and make comments to the media, who go and make statements to state legislatures or to Congress about why we need to have these types of gun restrictions, were willing to take the bet. None of them were willing to put their money where their mouth
is. Where their mouth is, exactly. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I will quote him. The Biden administration will quote him. And this will go unchallenged, that statement.
Right. Well, I mean,
does that make sense?
We can do is, I mean, the best we can do is try to point it out what we can. Hello?
Sorry for the interruption here. Dr. John Lott has been our guest. Thank you so much, Dr. Lott, for your insight and helping us understand what's going on with gun control. Stay with us. We got more coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final...